This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
FiveThirtySeven on the evening edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And for our market wrap, we've got Sabrina Magdalene from BFM's news team. So today we're looking at a story that may not be good news for future job seekers, but business owners might welcome this. SoftBank's robotics arm has confirmed that it will bring a food service robot to restaurants in Japan. And this is apparently due to labor shortages.
Yes, so the robot is called Servi. I'm guessing it's simply because it's designed to service customers. And it's actually developed by California-based Bear Robotics. And SoftBank is bringing it to Japan because restaurants are actually struggling right now to hire people. And, you know, the robots also solve the issue of basic COVID-19 protocols, you know, like ensuring physical distancing during the pandemic and also the risk of human transmission. The robot actually looks like a skeleton version of BB-8.
A bit horrifying to imagine. Yeah.
It actually has layers of trays, 3D cameras, and also sensors for navigation. And it can do most of the work done by staff, you know, like serving, collecting, and also cleaning. And some comments even mention that Servi doesn't complain, take leave, or MC. But I still feel, you know, that this is causing a loss to the whole human element of dining experiences, you know, for like instance, connecting with your servers, explaining a certain issue like you want the food warmer, or maybe even just something simple like complimenting the chef.
Well, you know, it's to at least to restaurant owners and at least to employers, the worker that never needs to take leave, never needs to take an MC or ever complain, and never ever has to ask for pay raise is the ideal employee. But you're right, maybe on the end of the customer, I think that might be missing out, right? You might feel that, oh, you know, this isn't the warmest dining experience. This might likely continue to work in restaurants or food establishments where you just want to eat and go. But I don't think it'll work out so much in restaurants where you kind of expect the service to come along with it.
Yeah,
and I mean, the obvious concern for me, I think, is cost, right? If we were to implement this in Malaysia, right, how many restaurants can afford them? But I guess it does speak to the larger issue of how restaurants can perhaps innovate and address you know, COVID-19 concerns at this time, right? Even if it doesn't come down to robots.
Yeah.
And actually about that, on that point about cost, do we know the price point, Sabrina? You know, is it affordable for most struggling restaurants now? Because I think SoftBank said that they are launching this in January, I think.
Yes, correct. So Servi will actually cost about 4,000 ringgit per month, excluding tax on a three-year plan. So aesthetically, it is not that great. And I guess hence the lower price. And it's not designed to look like a humanoid, you know, or anything like that. For example, you know, you use those automatic temperature checking machines at entry points, telling people to wear masks and checks for symptoms. They don't need to look like humanoids, you know, but they actually get the job done. And analysts believe the price point for Servi could attract restaurant owners to make the switch from physical labor one day. So Servi has already been tested by many Japanese restaurant operators, and the creators hope it can help ease the sector's aging workforce issues. And this is also a continuation from SoftBank's previous launch of a cleaning robot called Wiz in 2018, which reportedly sold more than 10,000 units worldwide.
So, so with that, robots might not be the ideal solution to help curb, you know, COVID-19 here in Malaysian restaurants, but perhaps you can let us know what restaurants and F&B outlets can do to perhaps improve on their SOPs, especially since cases are now back on the rise. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. And moving on to Bursa, shares in MMAG Holdings Berhad were declining today. Anything major happening there?
So this is just extended losses from profit-taking, which actually pushed them among the top decliners today. So the company fell over 10 sen this morning, and over the last 1 week, it shed more than 61%. So prior to that, MMAG saw a lot of trading interest after some partnerships on foreign workers management solutions and acquisitions. So at close today, MMAG Holdings fell 24% to 56 sen.
With that, Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.